Sky?
Well, Sky's at the Kurzny Easter Rugby Festival. He is busy commentating. And Fahida Crouch, the wonderful, fabulous, beautiful Fahida Crouch, is joining us today in place of Sky.
Thank you, Fahida.
Thanks, guys. So on that note of the Kurzny Easter Rugby Festival, it kicks off this morning with Milnerton High up against Peterhouse Boys at 8 o'clock. And for the first time at the festival, there'll be an under-16 girls tournament with the four teams clashing at lunch, Moat Park, up against High Adams College, kicking off at 12. George Campbell, they face the Bikies, Richards Bay High School, also at 12 o'clock. Staying with rugby, the Hollybet Sharks are in Scotland, where they face Sean Everett's Edinburgh in the United Rugby Championship tomorrow night. That one kicking off at 8:35. And then long-serving captain Nolisin Diso Boy will become the first player to reach 50 test caps for the Springbok women when South Africa face Spain on Saturday. Now, Boy, already South Africa's most capped women's player, will reach the historic milestone 15 years after making her debut against Kazakhstan in 2010. Coach Space De Bruyne, who's named an experienced squad for the first test of the 2025 season, with the start of the Rugby World Cup in England only 129 days away, said Boy is a real example to all involved in the women's game.
If you look at our captain, it's Cindy, it's just unreal what she's done. The amount of games that they play compared to men's rugby, you can almost double it. So if you can reach 50 in women's rugby, you deserve a statue somewhere in South Africa, really, as a ladies' captain. And what she brought to the team is unreal. So I just wish her well. And she's a great example to all the youngsters.
On the other end of the scale, Alicia Willemse could make her debut off the bench. And then in some football to close, Arsenal are through to the semi-finals of the Champions League. They've knocked out holders Real Madrid after a 2-1 win in the Spanish capital, with them progressing 5-1 on aggregate. Boss Mikel Arteta says the performances left him full of pride.
For the manner and the way we did it, not only by the way we played, but as well with the circumstances and the amount of injuries that we have. So I think overall, I think it shows the character of this team, of this club, and is an eye to be very proud of.
Bukayo Saka and Gabriel Martinelli got the goals with a last four tie against Paris Saint-Germain. Up next. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team and off the bench for Sky Shabalala, I'm Fahida Crouch.